Today is Thursday, July 15th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm doing one of those in-between meetings recordings because it's 4:30. Actually, I have my work screen in front of me because I normally switch. Long story. But I have both my personal computer and my work laptop connected to the same monitor with a KVM switch. And when I switch into personal life mode, I switch the monitor. I also have the keyboard. It's a Bluetooth keyboard. And I have a way to connect it to my work laptop and my personal computer. And so when I switch into personal mode, I switch the monitor and the keyboard and mouse over to the personal computer. But because I'm only in between meetings and I have another meeting, I just left it. So I'm looking at my work right now as I'm recording this. Just thought I would mention it. But I had it's 4:30 and I had a 4 to 4:30 meeting. I have a 5 to 5:30 meeting and a 5:30 to 6 meeting. But I need to do our daily walk at 6, and then I have Pride 48 training at 7, so I needed to record now so that I can get that done and get that posted for all of my lovely listeners, so that's what I'm doing. I don't like meetings after 5 o'clock, but sometimes it happens. We have multiple time zones, and so next Tuesday I have a 10 p.m. meeting. So, yeah, that one's going to be fun. I'll be sleepy. All right, so we were talking about the vacation, and I'm looking at the spreadsheet. I almost made a mistake and skipped a day yesterday, but I fixed it. We did the Mangrove Kayak and Snorkel Tour on July 4th, and it was fun. The tour guide was late, but I thought he was nice, and he was very informative, and, so we had a good time. And then we had dinner at a restaurant called Three Palms that evening because it was our anniversary. We did a fancier, what we thought was going to be a fancier meal. And so we drove to an area called Red Hook in St. Thomas. And it's really the area where more of the resorts are, so we found out. So the Ritz-Carlton is in the area. There's a Margaritaville in the area and a couple of other resorts. And they have a little shopping center that has restaurants in it. It's an outdoor thing. And it stinks, though. There is a part of Red Hook that smells. Just like I was talking to you guys about the smell of the when we were doing the mangrove stuff, there's a part of that area that smells. And it's like rotten eggs or like a very sulfury kind of you farted sort of, that sort of smell. And I don't know. I mean, I guess it's related to the water and fish dying and decomposing. I have no idea, but it's weird. But luckily where the restaurant was, the smell was not as noticeable because we had an outdoor seat as well. So the problem that we ran into there is we drove to this area and I didn't know it was going to be so busy. And so we only had about, 5 minutes to spare before our reservation and we could not find a parking space. So I had to call the restaurant and tell them, so sorry. We're driving around looking for a parking space. I'll be there. We'll be there as soon as we find a parking space. And we drove around for a good 10, 15 minutes and finally found a parking space. The other thing that people do in St. Thomas, other than driving on the left, which is difficult for me, is they actually back into their parking spots. They don't have a lot of parking spots and it's all tight spaces and everything. And so I guess, and the roads are narrow. And so I guess they back in so that it's easier for them to get out. But I was able, I was learning how to, it really annoys me when people back into spaces. Because they usually take a really long time, and I'm sitting there waiting for them to back in. I'm like, okay, come on, hurry up. And I have trouble depending on the backup camera on the car. Even though the car did have a backup camera, it feels like I'm looking at a video game, and it's not the real world. And it just, for whatever reason, I have trouble trusting that. But I did it. And then we ate. There was nothing really to report. Again, the food was good, but it wasn't spectacular. We had a nice seat. They set us on a little patio outside, and it was on the second floor. So we had a nice view of the ocean, and there were a lot of yachts were parked out in the marina. And so that was nice. And there was a nice breeze, so the weather was good. But when we rate that restaurant, Three Palms, versus the steakhouse before, some things we liked about the steakhouse, some things we liked about Three Palms, you know, but both of them were just okay. There was no fireworks because it's illegal in St. Thomas. And St. John usually does fireworks on the 4th, but because of COVID, I guess, they didn't have any sort of fireworks celebration. And you would be able to see St. John from St. Thomas, so if they did fireworks, we would have been able to see them from the patio that we were eating on, but they didn't. And so then we went back to the hotel after we were done, and we checked out the pool. We didn't have any towels for the pool, and we were there late, so we just kind of dipped our toes in and kind of hung out at the pool for about half an hour. And that was it. It was a lovely evening, and that's how we spent our anniversary. And then on Monday, we got up. We had to get up early, so we were checking out of the hotel on Monday because we did two different hotels. We did Hilltop Villas at Bluebeard's for 3 nights, and then for the second 3 nights we did the Ritz-Carlton, and so we needed to check out. Well, the car had started giving us some problems. Occasionally when I would try to start it, it would not want to start. Now luckily I was able to get it to start every time, but I had to try a few times, and it felt like the battery. And I had even called Avis, who we got it from, and told them. But they didn't have any cars to switch out. And so because, I mean, again, rental cars are really hard to find right now. And St. Thomas was no exception. So they didn't have any cars to switch it out for. And they said, if you have any problems, you can call roadside assistance, whatever. We don't have anything to switch it out. So, but I was so nervous because we were going on a car ferry. So we checked out of the hotel, no big deal there. Actually, this couple that was also checking out the same day, they offered us some water and some bottles of water. And we were like, yeah, no, COVID. We didn't say that, but we're like, no, we're good. We've got water because we already had water. And we were also checking out, but I think they were leaving, like getting on a plane, and we were just changing hotels. So we were able to check out on time, all that. And then the goal was to get on a car ferry because we were going to St. John. And so I was so nervous because I told Mark, I'm like, oh my God, this car is going to die on the ferry. And we're going to be on the ferry blocking all these cars from getting off the ferry. The whole ship is going to have to stay in port because our car is stuck there. I was so nervous. Anyway, we go back to Red Hook because that's where the ferry terminal was. We get in line, and I was so nervous. I was like, maybe we shouldn't, you know. The problem was the car had given me trouble starting that morning, so it really got it on my mind. I'm like, well, we've got to do that. I mean, this is on our spreadsheet. We've got to go, you know. So we get on the ferry. Oh my God. It was such an experience trying to get on the ferry because now they make you back onto the ferry. And we've already discussed that I do not like backing into parking spaces. And I'm supposed to back onto this ferry where if I miss my mark, I basically back into the ocean. Or I damage a ship. I run the car into the side of the ship and it's damaged. And then what insurance covers that? I don't know. Anyway, I was so worried about that, worried about the car dying. But I was able to do it. I got a little too close to the wall and he said, oh, you're going to need to pull up and back again because you got a little too close to the wall. But I didn't hit the wall. Got on and I realized this was a very small ferry. I've never been on a car ferry. Maybe I have. It was funny because when I was growing up, I haven't thought about this in years, but when I was growing up, we had a river near my house. And there was one particular location on the river where they had a ferry. I don't even know why. A river ferry. And I guess the reason why is because there wasn't a bridge. And if you needed to get to the other side, you needed a ferry. But I'm not really sure. I just know there was a ferry. And I was not driving at the time, but it was the smallest ferry I've ever been on because it literally would hold maybe 10 cars. It was a tiny ferry. Just like a river ferry. This was an ocean ferry, but it was but from the time I've been driving, this is the smallest ferry that I've been on. Maybe it held, I don't know, I'd be guessing, 50 to 75 cars, maybe. And usually in Seattle, when I get on a ferry, it's a multi-level, you know, 200 or 300 car ferry. I don't know exactly how many they hold, but it's a big one. This was small. So, but luckily everyone was leaving their engine on because there really wasn't much of a lounge and it was hot outside. I was like, oh good. Whew. We can leave our engine on. And so we stayed in the car. We ate the leftover pizza from the day before as our breakfast. And we had some muffins as well. So we had a muffin and a slice of pizza. And then we went to... it was about a 30-minute ferry ride to St. John. And then I'll have to pick up with St. John tomorrow because I'm running out of time. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.